This is the VOA Special English Education Report. For years, the Catholic Church in America has struggled to find new clergy. The average age of priests and nuns is 70 and rising. But some Catholic orders are having more success than others. The Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia are mainly a teaching order. They are based at a convent in Nashville, Tennessee, and they just celebrated their 150th year. The sisters are active across the United States and in Australia. There, they teach more than 13,000 students in 34 schools. Today, St. Cecilia's has its largest number of postulants in many years. A postulant is a candidate for admission into a religious order. Sister Catherine Marie, a spokeswoman, says the current group of first-year students represents 10% of the whole order.
There are 270 of us, and our growth of late has been rather extensive. This year we had 27 young women enter. Last year it was 23. Great blessings to us.
Nearly one-third of the women in the order are under 30. Sister Catherine says she thinks these young women are looking deeper into their faith in reaction to changes in society. Participation in organized religion is falling among Americans under age 30. That was the finding of a national survey last year by the Pew Research Center. A different group, the National Opinion Research Center, recently found that 17% of Americans do not identify with any faith. And another poll found that this was true of almost 25% of first-year university students. Sister Kelly Edmonds is a first-year postulant at St. Cecilia's. She says she came to the order out of a desire to serve others. She had seen Dominican sisters serving at the University of Sydney.
Just to watch them walking down the main boulevard of campus wearing their habits, it was just such a powerful witness. And I had friends in engineering who were like, they knew I was Catholic. So they would say to me, who are these nuns on campus? And so it was a really great witness to me of the power of religious life.
Sister Victoria Marie is in her second year. She came to the convent with a degree in civil engineering. She says she had discovered that people were more interesting to her than roads or bridges.
So it was a big shift in my life to go from utility to relationship, from what am I going to do to who am I going to be for the Lord.
A postulant's day includes work, study, and prayer. Sister Victoria says it requires a lot of energy.
For a couple weeks after I entered, I thought, I just want to lay on the couch for the day, and I don't think they do that here, you know?
But Sister Kelly says she was surprised by how much time she has gotten to simply enjoy life.
There have been a lot of fun moments just in being able to just to be outside and to enjoy the beauty of the world and creation.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. I'm Steve Ember.